let's go into the basic purpose of why you're here today.
Sure. We're in Stevens Point today for the Governor's Small Business Summit. It's the third time we've done it, and we are so proud of our small business owners in Wisconsin because they create between 60 and 80% of new jobs. Not just here in Wisconsin, but that's a nationwide statistic. So we are relying on our small business owners to continue this economic recovery and continue to lead Wisconsin into economic prosperity. And from what I have seen this morning, we have a group of small business owners who are really excited to do exactly that.
Well, we've seen the economic prosperity is slow in coming. We know the governor's goal of 250,000 jobs is going to be a hard one to reach. You are gaining jobs, just not at the rate you'd like to see.
So you want to speed it up.
Yeah, so how do you do that?
Well, through some of the programs that we've put in place and through some good policy making and reforms. We know that uncertainty is the enemy of recovery. The Wall Street Journal estimated a few months ago that we have about $261 billion in unspent investments in the American economy today because of the uncertainty that comes out of the federal government. So with Washington, D.C. at a stalemate over so many issues and so much uncertainty coming out of D.C., how can a state help give her business owners stability, predictability? Well, that's what we're doing here in Wisconsin. We're doing things like putting in place policies that allow us to have fiscal responsibility. We started off with a $3.6 billion budget deficit in Wisconsin. Today, as you all know, we have a surplus. Not only that, we've infused our rainy day fund for 3 years running. That's the first time in Wisconsin history that has happened. And it has enabled us to give back $651 million in income tax cuts. All of those things contribute to certainty, business owners understanding that when they wake up in the morning, there's going to be something predictable coming out of the state, even if there's nothing predictable coming out of the federal government.
There has been some talk from your opposition that the budget surplus is really a structural deficit leading to more uncertainty. How do you feel about that?
Well, you have to look at the budget analysis, and when you hear talk of that, that is basing a budget predicting that no one will be doing any better than they were, that the exact same numbers are going to be coming in 2 years from now that are coming in today. Well, we know that that's not really going to be possible. I mean, there's inflation. There obviously are pay raises, cost of living adjustments, and so those things will all factor in to how much revenue, which is tax dollars that folks pay for government services, how much revenue comes into government. So the deficit that you're hearing folks talk about is probably not going to be a reality because there is going to be growth in Wisconsin. Already we've seen tremendous growth. That's how we ended up with such a large surplus compared to what we predicted. We know that our small business owners and our families are doing so much better today than they were even 2 years ago that we ended up with a surplus. Hopefully, we'll end up with a surplus in 2 years and nothing even close to what our opponents are suggesting.
Well, manufacturing seems like really the biggest focus from the administration, getting more jobs for these high-skilled manufacturing. Long-term, is that the right choice to attach every, pretty much focus on manufacturing growth? Rather than maybe diversify into something else?
Well, we have diversified. We have a publication that our Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, in cooperation with a publisher, put out identifying 7 potential growth industries in Wisconsin. We are focused on those 7, everything from advanced manufacturing, as you mentioned, to transportation and logistics, biomedical, freshwater technology, and some other things, because we want to make sure that the young people who are being educated in our state today, that folks who are displaced workers, who are searching for a new career today, and even ex-offenders have opportunities to choose jobs that are not just going to be a paycheck, but something that's actually going to be a career. That's why we're encouraging folks to choose a career path in one of those 7, pursue that, because we know, based on metrics, that these are going to be industries that will grow in our state. One of those is, though, advanced manufacturing. And we are very bullish on manufacturing in Wisconsin, as we are in agriculture. And that's why you saw 2 years ago our legislature pass, our governor sign into law, the Manufacturer and Agriculture Tax Credit. It's really going to help out our growers and our manufacturers in Wisconsin. And we think it makes Wisconsin a very attractive place to either relocate or make an investment or expand.
Education is very important. Over the past 4 years since the 2008 recession hit, the state's cut roughly $1,000 per pupil, added $150 in the most recent budget, but still not back to where it was in 2008. How important is it to, well, excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself. The governor came out yesterday saying that, you know, he's think about pushing for something even further above the Common Core. And the students are performing well with less money. Is that too much of an expectation to put on school districts that are receiving less money from the state?
Well, first of all, what you have to go back and consider is the Act 10 reforms. And so even though there was less money available on paper, there was more money available through the different reforms. People could use things that they were unable to use in the past because they had been blocked from some good fiscal decision-making by collective bargaining, and also were unable to ask their employees to contribute to their own pensions or unable to shop around for the best health care deals. That was a particularly egregious one for taxpayers in a lot of school districts. They thought, well, gosh, you know, I'm paying all this in property taxes and my school district's not even shopping around trying to get us the best deal on health insurance. That was very frustrating to a lot of Wisconsin taxpayers. The Act 10 reforms have enabled school districts to do that, get the best deal for taxpayers, and freed them up to make a lot of really reasonable decisions when it comes to their budgets, their bottom lines. That's a good thing. And we know on Act 10 reforms, between state and local taxpayers, we've saved about $2 billion. Incredibly significant. Now, do we want education in Wisconsin to continue to top the nation? Well, yes, absolutely. That means we continue to strive for more and better education that is going to drive our young people toward those seven industries we were just discussing. We know where the job growth is going to be. It is our job now to educate our young ones so that when they grow up and when they make career decisions, they're equipped to choose one of these career paths and be really successful at it. That'd make us really happy.
That's all we have time for.
Thank you, guys.